This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey, podcasters, welcome to the show. We derailed for the first hour.
Well, I think for the first three breaks,
we took that one out. When I really went off.
Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. But what I'm saying is the whole first hour, none of it was planned.
You guys are going to be like, why is Magda Jabanski here and why aren't we doing What's the Superior?
Yes.
We changed it up.
It's all over the place. And also, I shaved my face and everyone loves it. Everyone thinks it's great and they've been very supportive and positive about it.
The Em Rossiano radio show with Voldemort. You look like a vagina face.
With vagina mouth.
With Larry the Bass.
Oh, yeah, Larry.
Yeah, the one that sings.
I'm raising money for Men's Health and everyone's mocking me for my baby face.
And we're assholes. Go and donate to Harley Breen's Movember campaign. Thank you so much for getting the podcast and we will hear you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
It's the radio show that occasionally lives to regret its own words.
I love surprise, surprise gastro. Hey, guys, I could end up in the toilet or on the dance floor. Let's see.
Or both. At the same time.
Hosted by two people who sometimes forget radio isn't visual.
I always think of them on their bike, you know, zooming. Anyway.
It was a great payout of how people ride motorbikes.
Zooming. Again, I look like the BBC kids walking in.
And it comes packed full of exclusive radio tips and tricks.
Do you know how I whistle on radio?
How?
I whistle in, not out. So then you're not blowing on the microphone.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a whole week of training at afters for that.
This is the Em Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen.
Hey, bitches, I'm back.
Hey.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
How's your butthole?
It's fine.
There's not many situations in life you can ask that question.
No. When I get super anxious, when I have a lot of stuff going on in my life, my bowels collapse. So that's, ooh. I couldn't be too far from a toilet yesterday. So sorry. I don't even know if I'd gastro. I just think I had like really stress-induced diarrhea. Yeah. So anyway, that's a fun thing to talk about. Welcome. I have someone sitting to my left I'm unable to look at in the eye. What happened to your
face? Are we talking about this now?
Let's just briefly touch on it.
I shaved all my face off.
No.
I shaved my face off.
Weird. Do not want.
I am Nicolas Cage.
No.
I'm Nicolas Cage.
It's like knowing your dad for your whole life.
Yes.
And then you get home one day and he's got rid of his mustache. Harley has got rid of all his facial hair. We're going to talk about why
so
later.
Smooth.
But I can't look at his face.
It's no good.
It's no good, mate.
Try being me. I can't look at my face.
No. It's like something's caved in or wrong or I don't know.
Look how big my top lip is.
Your top lip is very disconcerting.
There's so much distance between my nose and my mouth.
I'm so uncomfortable. We'll talk about it later, though. It's okay.
I'm very pretty.
No.
Look at my natural lip line.
No, I'm not looking. You have purple lips. It's really odd. Okay. So we've got Magda Jabanski's joining us live in studio, which is very exciting. And also Alpha Bucks is coming up. But did you know, Harley,
what?
If that's who you really are? Short a group of alligators is called?
No.
A congregation of alligators.
Ooh.
Isn't that nice?
They're going to church.
Yeah. Do you know what a group of buzzards is called?
No.
A wake of buzzards.
Ooh.
That's kind of right, isn't it? Because buzzards hang around dead things, don't they?
Yeah.
And finally, do you know what a group of cheetahs is called?
No.
A coalition.
Okay.
A coalition of cheetahs.
That makes sense.
They're running countries, ineffectively.
Yes. So I didn't come in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I had to take a day.
Yes.
You
needed to be close to a toilet.
Just in general, not get up early as well.
You're better if I talk to you like
that. I
can't
look at your face.
Well, look.
I'm really...
Well, look now.
It's so...
It's hidden.
I'm like...
No, but it's like...
I'm like Wilson.
Yeah. I'm going to need a fake beard made for Harley to get
Can I get a face merkin?
I don't know.
Can somebody get me a face merkin?
Harley's participating in Movember. We're going to talk about later. And we're going to talk about how I'm feeling in my heart about what's happened to my co-host's face.
Like, you've never known me without facial hair.
No.
No. Most people in my life at the moment have never known me without facial hair.
I met you in like 2012, I reckon. And so, what are we, 5 years of friendship?
And I had a beard then.
And in 5 years of friendship, I've not seen you. I've seen you clip it quite down.
Yes, I had it clipping. I've had it to the...
Oh, God! Stop!
There's actually a huge difference between a razored face and clipped face.
Yeah. Okay, we're going too far into it.
Okay, sorry.
We're going to talk about this later. Yeah. What was the night before yesterday? Monday night. Thank you. He's holding up a Carmen's crunchy clusters in front of his face.
Yeah, this is a cluster.
It's fine. Put it down. I'll do it.
Imagine being my baby.
Your baby.
What about Hannah?
About it later.
Oh, God.
Oh, she was fun.
Oh, God. You do have quite luxurious lips, don't you?
Yes, they're very big.
They're pillowy.
They're massive.
All right, we're in now. We're not going to talk about what I was going to talk about. We'll just replay this later. You're doing Movember.
Yes.
And so in order to do that, you get rid of your facial hair and you raising money and is your headphones okay?
Yeah, they're just untwisted.
So talk to me about when you removed the beard.
So I did it last night. I think technically I was meant to do it this morning, but as I chatted this through with Ben.
Don't look like you. It's really creepy. I'm just looking at his face.
So you start the 1st of November clean shaven, right? But I wake up at 4 a.m. and I wasn't shaving this morning.
Ew.
So I shaved last night because it takes a bit. And I'll be honest with you, my face feels like it's got mild gravel rash.
Yeah. How long did it take?
So I had the clip of the beard and the mow off, which took a few minutes. And then I had to heat my face up with a washer to make everything as soft as possible.
Yeah.
And then I used some Aesop shaving cream that someone gave me. Oh,
me, I gave it to you.
Still there. Oh. Still quite a full bottle. I haven't used it very much because I only shaved the little neck area.
I'm glad I was a part of it for you.
And then shaved that off. And then the little bean, Walter, had been asleep and he woke up and looked at me and just freaked out.
Did he?
Yeah. He was like, "Who are you?"
Yeah,
and had a cry.
Way.
And I grabbed
you,
him and then I just was rubbing my face all over his. And he's like, "That is so nice."
Have you just been rubbing up against things like a horny cat? Oh,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Just walking up to strangers in the street, rubbing their jeans. So this is all for a good cause, though. This is to raise money and awareness for testicular cancer, prostate cancer, and mental health.
Yeah, how do people get on board for you?
They go find my profile. I believe Kieran's going to post that. Yeah. I'm hiding behind microphones.
Can I? I can't look at you. Can I pay money to have your beard back now? If I pay a certain amount... Oh, my God, you look so young. I'm looking at you now. I've actually got teary eyes. I can't handle it.
This is the main reason I grow facial hair is because when I walk on stage as a stand-up comic, when I'm clean-shaven, people go, he doesn't know what he's talking about. But when I walk on stage with a beard, people go, I trust him.
That guy's a Viking. That guy probably has been alive for 200 years. He's a Norse god.
He probably built stuff.
Now you look like Dave in Finance, mate.
Who's this guy?
You look like Dave in Finance.
This is like Dave Thornton and Tommy Little mashed together.
Pretty much. You're just a guy who's had some babies, you're white. You know, you just live in suburbia.
Yeah.
Just doing your job, just doing the grind. Just want to get to the weekend, have
beers.
They're
both handsome men, but you got to have facial hair.
It's not okay. Do not want.
So you can go raise some money by finding my profile on the Movember page. I set a very big...
I'm doing it now. I'm paying for your beard to come back.
Well, I set a big target. I set a $10,000 target.
I'm paying it now.
And then I found out that the average is $500 is what people set as a target.
What's your target?
$10,000.
I'll pay it. If your beard pops back up in an hour, I'll pay it.
No, that's not how it works.
We've lost the plot. Can you identify the movie that we've got? Just by the plot line. How many can you get before you run out of time?
I forget every time. I genuinely get excited about Lost the Plot. I'm like, this is fun. I don't have to do anything. I just show you movies and you just get, like, you start calm and then it gets a bit crazy and then people are yelling and I love it. And then I remember that stupid opener.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's a great opener. This is a concept I came up with in my sleep. Yeah. So we're really firing on all cylinders.
Mate.
Uh-huh.
You just wait for the next ratings.
All right. Tell them.
got me flat out. Look at the board. It's full. People want to be on Lost the Plot.
I think I'm losing my mind, you guys.
Oh, that's all right. I don't think it was there in the first place.
No. Hi, Talise.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Matt.
You know when you just feel like you're losing your mind, Talise, and you just question everything?
I feel like that all the time. That's why I thought I'd call. I'm on the same wavelength today.
Thank you. And you know when you feel like the world is just conspiring against you no matter how much you try to be good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
And you just got to eat the cake.
Yeah, babe. Yeah. Oh, I'm just rolling the in the cake. Talise, the cake is just owning me. I got pregnant by the cake. I don't even know what to do with myself. I'm going to get in trouble.
Always cake.
Cake. All right, Talise.
Your favourite movie is Rocky Horror Picture Show. So
it sure is.
Yeah.
We have a lot in common. That's good.
Here we go.
All right, Talise. So,
This is a very simple game. I show Em Rossiano a movie title. She describes it to you without saying the movie title. Then you guess the movie title and we give you crap from a cupboard.
Lovely.
Yep. Here we go. Oh, you get a minute, and your time starts after I show him the first movie. Here it is.
Jealous Ballerina.
Black Swan.
Yes, I don't know that movie. The penguins, the crazy penguins, they fly
penguins
planes.
Penguins of Madagascar.
Sure. No one puts baby in a corner. Watermelon.
Dirty Dancing.
Yes. You can't stop the ocean of the motion on a...
Oh, no.
Drag queen mum.
Hairspray.
Yes. Big furry dog saves family. Huge dog. Also named after
no.
A
composer.
Yes. Two hot cowboys get together at the bottom of a mountain.
Oh, Brokeback Mountain.
Yes. A man in tights robs from the rich to save the poor.
Zorro.
No.
No, Robin Hood.
Yes. Little small pig.
Pig.
Yes.
In the city.
Yes. Oh, boring Russell Crowe lost in the snow for 5 years.
I don't know.
Fights bears. Oh, God, it was such a long movie.
Reverend.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh,
you literally got all of the movies except the movie
that
Em didn't know, which was the other guys, is Will Ferrell and Marky Mark.
Oh, that's a good movie too.
And you got The Revenant, even though you said Russell Crowe when it was Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh,
thanks.
She said one boring movie about a bear. I kind of
that was it.
My apologies to Russell Crowe.
All-time champ. That's 9 prizes.
Wow.
What did we've got?
Well done.
We don't even have 9 prizes. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll give you the cupboard.
We can probably probably retire us the plot on that win, probably. Probably retire everything on that win. Great. Coming up.
How did you get Babe Pig in the City?
I said small pig.
Yeah, no, but that's just movies? Babe. Babe Pig in the city is the sequel.
Didn't I say small pig in the city?
I don't know if you said the city. I was like, what is happening here?
She actually just justified the
I'm calling
rigged.
You guys know each other.
We'll talk about cake for a long time.
Pay attention.
Okay, I'm listening.
Everyone pay attention because this is important. It's technically, I know it's hard to look
You know
at
what
me.
You look like?
What do I look like?
You know
like?
The singing bass? You know the fish that sings on the wall?
Yeah. Take me to the river.
Yeah, that, your lips look like the luscious lips of a bass.
Take me to the river.
I can see Harley's lips because he's shaved off all his facial hair from November and I'm not coping
now,
well.
Now listen, this is technically a poo chat.
Amazing.
But it's very, yeah, you can play that, Ben. Oh, we should play it.
Poo chat, poo, 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 poo. It's a poo chat, poo, 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 poo. It's a poo chat, poo, 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 poo.
Now.
Amazing.
Gets better every time.
I know. Two of your openers already today.
Oh.
Special surprise.
Speaking of an opener, stop using toilet paper, doctor's advice.
What now?
Now, I've been talking about this.
No, don't talk to me about squirting my butthole with that thing.
Yep.
Nah.
Yep.
No.
Mm-hmm. Because the paper, we are doing it wrong. And I've been saying this for ages. I'm putting a hose in today. I'm putting a hose in.
What do you mean we're doing it wrong?
We're doing it wrong.
Too much.
Using toilet paper doesn't clean our derrieres properly and could cause worrying health problems, experts warn on an independent report.
Wait.
Oh, no, the independent has reported.
So
yes.
What are they saying is an alternative?
So while countries like Japan, Italy, Greece commonly use bidets to clean themselves, countries such as Britain, the US and Australia typically rely on toilet paper to do the job. According to the UK-based newspaper, doctors are warning that wiping alone could leave feces... I don't know why that word makes me feel ill.
It is great.
Behind, while excessive use could cause health problems such as... Oh, I'm going to read that out.
What?
Anal fissures.
Oh.
Anal fissures. What? What's an anal fissure?
And urinary tract infections. Hey. So this is what they're saying is paper is not the answer. And I've said it for ages. For starters, it clogs up our plumbing systems and it hurts your butthole. You shouldn't be using it. You should
use the good ones. The ones I make out of puppies.
Yeah, if you use the ones made out of puppies.
No.
If you wipe your bottom with a puppy,
I know.
It's better.
I meant the one the puppies advertise.
Yeah, I knew. There's one that they make out of babies as well.
They're really soft. I'm having a really rough day.
And just so you know, if you're using the one they make out of babies and puppies...
Don't wipe your bum with a puppy.
They're cutting trees down. A lot of trees. Only use recycled paper. But if you're using recycled toilet paper...
Who gives a crap? That's whole, for toilet paper?
Yes. And you know that that is really rough. That's like sandpaper. What's a 1,000 grit? So... I'm just saying you need to use water, and they're suggesting that you should use a wet one or
water. They're even worse.
Now, exactly.
Wet ones.
You do not flush wet ones.
Are clogging up. Apparently, Sydney specifically has an issue with men using wet ones specifically.
Because we have hairier buttholes.
Yeah.
And
the Sydney sewage system doesn't cope with the wet ones being flushed.
That's right. So here's your choices.
Okay. I don't want to squirt my bum with a bum hose.
Or then you put a bin beside the thing and you put your wet ones in the bin.
Oh.
Yep. That's the choices. Because experts are sailing. Experts are sailing. they've had a great day in the place where they do experts.
And then they've
gone out on their boat.
They're exhausted from all their studies. They send Harley 4 studies a week.
I am backlogged with studies.
The Institute of Studies is exhausted.
I tell you what I'm doing. I'm putting a gurney in my toilet.
No, don't turn a fire hose on your anus.
Yes. Imagine, that is what experts say.
Magda Szubanski just walked into me saying, don't put a fire hose on your anus. Hi, doll.
That's the truth.
Oh, my God. Poor Magda. She's not going to know what's here when she walks in.
A fire hose.
Hi, I'm sexologist Dr. Nikki, and my podcast, Sex and Life, is your peek behind the curtains of sex culture. Listen now at Podcast One as I open your eyes to the different ways sex can play a part in your life and relationships. If you're curious about the world of sex, this is the podcast for you. Sex and Life with me, Dr. Nikki, is available at Podcast One. Download the app or listen now at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone. Podcast One.
And we are delighted to have in studio, oh my God, we've just gone through so much Australian classic comedy voices.
We're both fangirling.
We're fangirling.
Like we're flat out.
Magda Szubanski.
Yay!
Oh, thanks, guys.
Hey, Magda.
Oh, Magda.
I am tired. I said love, I said pet. I said tired. I actually am tired.
Oh, Joe.
I've woken up. I was snoring last night. Obviously, I've got man voice.
Oh,
are you a snorer?
apparently, yes. Oh,
same, apparently. Oh. Snorers are always apparently because we don't know. We're
asleep. I know, you selfish assholes. I sleep with a snorer and I'll wake him up and he'll be like, oh, sorry. You're not sorry. You don't even know you're doing it. You are. I was just saying to you, my 10-year-old has just discovered Kath and Kim and has fallen madly in love with Sharon Strzelecki.
As she should.
Oh, I love that.
It's just, and you were saying it's had a resurgence amongst that age group. You're getting
mobbed by gangs of 11-year-old girls. Hey, Sharon! Because at first I was like, what the hell's going on? And then I was like, oh my God, it's a repeat.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's huge. It's, you know, as we were saying, it's sort of unbeknownst to us become this timeless.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it totally is. Because I think I watched it at the time, but it didn't really sit in its own era. So you can just keep enjoying the joy of Kath and Kim.
That's what I was saying, that we are time lords.
Yes.
moving from era to era.
Sharon, the new Doctor Who. You heard it here first.
I would have seen medieval Sharon.
Just rock. She would be fierce.
With the monk's tonsure, you know, when they shave the top of the head.
Oh, I love. That would be so great.
What did you just will upon yourself?
That's going to happen.
I would do it.
Game of Thrones starring Sharon Strzelecki. Yeah. That would be Sharon of House Strzelecki, first of her name, Queen of the Netball Court. I love it.
There we go.
Now, you're here because you've got a new show.
Yes, new show.
New show.
You got a new show, mate. Yes, mate. Got a new show, mate.
Yeah, mate. It's called Sisters Doll.
Oh, I've heard of that. Why have we heard of that, Em?
Because we're on it, Sharon Strzelecki / Magda Szubinski.
We're co-stars.
Yeah,
we're
basically like the same.
Yeah, we're same as you on
the same level.
Yeah. We're top billing.
Yeah, top billing. Yeah, yeah, right.
We're in
it
for a minute.
Funny. I never heard of you. But anyway, no slur on your characters or nothing, but never heard of you, mate.
Oh, my gosh, Michelle. Michelle's coming. Ferret's outside. So this show is great. It's a very original concept. A friend of mine, Jono, came up with it, and my friend Michael Lucas, my best friend since I was 11, wrote on it as well.
Oh, right.
Very highly of you.
Oh, very highly of them back.
Thank God. But it's the idea that...
So your hand is in this somewhere. Yeah, right.
Sperm donors, children all find each other, and there's hundreds of them, right?
It's this pioneer of IVF who's a very narcissistic megalomaniac.
Amazing.
Played by Barry Otto, decides to put, the world would be a better place if he put a lot of his sperm into the...
Right.
into the bank. And I play the mother of Lucy Durack,
yes.
Who's one of the results of this.
Right.
So it's then the fallout from that. So it's a great premise and really interesting. And it's great. What's great for me too is that I get to do a lot of drama in this, which is a whole new muscle for me to
stretch
and, yeah.
Actor. Serious actor.
Actor.
Fantastic.
Yes. And which has been really great. I've really loved that. And it's a good show it's actually a great show.
Yep.
And it's really I got such a solid pedigree with, the people from Offspring.
Yes.
They really know what they're doing. So, yeah, a lot of fun.
And last week.
But also great, really beautiful moving stuff as well.
And nice relationships between women and they're not arguing or fighting.
Lucy and I do quite a bit. But it would pass the Bechdel test.
Right. Yeah, it would.
Yeah.
And last week got off to a cracking start. Ratings were amazing and people are loving it on the cesspit of hate that is Twitter. So you really won that. That was they were
great.
Loving it.
Great.
So that's 8:30 tonight.
Channel 10, yes.
Now, obviously, we want you to talk about marriage equality. You said you had a couple of things you wanted to say and remind people of. You've been tirelessly campaigning.
Yeah, mate, you've been flat out. When you walked into your tire, because you just you pop up everywhere, TV shows, other radio shows. How dare you?
Yeah.
and I just I take my hat off to you, mate, because it affects you personally as well.
Yeah,
and I think it must be so exhausting.
It does, and I've kind of got the benefit of years of therapy and I really feel very strong in myself.
Sure.
And it just feels totally the right thing to do, and
yes.
I think that means you feel very strong.
Mm. Yeah.
But a lot of people I know have been very surprised, like older people too, who thought they were okay, and they've been really knocked around by this because, it really is just about your worth and also that kind of recognition that the love that you have is the same or not the same.
Yeah.
And for a lot of people like you see no difference. I see no difference.
Yeah,
I look at my straight friends and my gay friends, there's no difference. But the main concern at the moment is that the really hardcore no people like the Corey Bernardis and stuff are going to want to try and tangle the legislation up to really slow it down with a whole lot of religious exemptions. That the Dean Smith bill really covers a lot of stuff, but that I think and really people of faith have so many more exemptions than ordinary people.
Yes, they do.
And you've got to have a balance. You've got to protect religious freedom, but you've also got to protect secular rights and secular freedoms.
That's
as well.
Correct.
And we're a secular country. That's
we
the thing.
Are. We're not
we
America.
No, we
we're
cannot
not America.
Run it on religious rules.
Well, I think it's 26% ticked no religion.
Yeah.
Something like that. Forgive my numbers if they're
incorrect.
No, it's
more than that, I think. But I don't know exactly. I can't remember exactly. But certainly it's quite a large number. And 74.9% of people get married outside the church.
Yes.
Civil unions.
Yeah.
So, you've got to be fair about it, and there's got to be a good faith debate about it. But, you know, there's got to be a balance, I think. Yes. But also, I think people will be really annoyed if we go through the horror and the expense of this bloody stupid survey, and then if it comes out as a yes, if they try and tangle up the legislation.
Absolutely.
Oh, don't worry. We'll be phoning Turnbull every day. He loves me. He loves getting on air and me just abusing him for 5 minutes.
Yes, I've heard.
There will people like you and I and Harley and that I tell you, it won't be allowed to happen. There'll be so much stamping up and down. We're going to fight hard.
You know, I mean, we still don't know what the result's going to be. With polling these days, it's really hard to tell. But
73% of Australians have voted, which is huge. It's beaten Ireland easily. Absolutely. And we're just hoping that...
Well, the worry for us is that because the No campaign was sort of going out and saying a lot of things that weren't accurate, and they've been fact-checked, these things, they're not accurate, but the people who are time poor wouldn't know that that's not accurate, you know? So anyway, we'll... That's why we didn't want the survey in the first place, because it's a bun fight. It's not a proper sort of like good faith discussion about this. It's not an election campaign. Mm. It's not anything. It's not governed by the normal rules of proper election campaigns, and people can say whatever they like. And so therefore you have all these problems. But anyway,
Magda Szubanski, you're a tireless campaigner. You're a bloody great human.
I know.
You're a serious actor, doll.
I'm all of this.
Bloody good on you.
I'm all of that. Oh my God.
You're all of it. You're an activist. You're an
really, I'm just a fool trying to get by, and I'm just
so alleyal.
I'm out of my depth, quite frankly. Really out of my depth.
Well, Sisters is tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10. We wish you all the best. Please come back and see us anytime. Really, I mean, we'll sit here and fangirl.
I'll just move in on the couch.
Oh, love it. All right. Thanks, Joel. Thanks, Matt Dishman.
Thanks, buddy.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Yes. Good morning, Lyndall and Emu Plains.
Good morning. Oh, my God, I can't wait for you show to come out.
Oh, thanks, doll. Actually, there's a pre-sale on today for my new show.
I got an email about it.
Oh, yay. I'm playing the Opera House, so I'll see you there, doll.
I thought she said, woo-hoo, I can't wait for you two to come out.
Nah. Like, my show.
What's going on?
My stand-up show, what the Evil Queen Tour. So you have a very interesting reason for wanting to win the money.
I need laser tattoo removal.
Why, doll? Why?
I have my ex-husband's name tattooed on my left breast.
Lyndall.
Ex-husband's name tattooed on left breast.
Lyndall, lean in, mate. Don't do that again.
I never will. I was young and dumb. And you know what? Even worse, it was a Bali tattoo. Oh, like, no. I could have died.
How big is it?
Oh, God.
How big is it?
It's, like, probably as long as your finger.
Okay, well, then just go over it. Don't remove it. It's part of your past. Get a beautiful design done and have it gone over.
A nice little Southern Cross?
Definitely Southern Cross.
Or
that'd
a dolphin.
Be a great choice.
Dream catcher.
Yeah.
Some roses.
A butterfly.
Lovely.
Or a tattoo that makes your boob look like a bum.
Amazing.
I've also got a nice little tramp stamp I'd like to get rid of.
Hello.
Wow, you were full hectic back
Lyndall's
then.
Had a life.
Okay, let's do some Alpha Bucks.
Nah, good on you. Your letter is E.
Okay.
Emilia.
Yay.
Is that good an
answer? I'm not even going to look.
Okay, don't look.
And I didn't give the clue, so I didn't break any rules. Nah. And your rules, Lyndall, are that you have 30 seconds after I finish the first question. I've got to take your first answer. You can only use an answer once. If you get all 10 right, you get $10,000.
Woohoo, I could use it.
Yeah, you've got to be flat out, though.
Stop getting tattoos, too, by the way.
Stop getting tattoos. Right.
Let's erase all of the past.
Yeah, get tattoos. Get them on your face. That's good.
Focus down now, Linda.
Here we go. Name a horror film.
Pass.
An Australian athlete.
Eli Manning.
A song.
E.I.
A 90s TV show.
Everyone Loves Raymond.
A food.
Eggs.
A male celebrity.
Eric Banner.
A mineral.
Bourbon.
An Australian animal.
Emu.
An app you phone.
eBay.
I did say an app you phone.
I know.
But I didn't want to correct it.
Doesn't matter.
Because you weren't getting the 10,000.
500.
500 bucks, though.
Woo! Very good. One session.
Yeah, it's one session of tattoo removal.
Well done, Lyndall. Good on you. Thanks, honey. Good attitude anyway. Even
yeah, great attitude.
Win. Good attitude. And we like that here.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Halloween was yesterday.
What?
Yep.
You know what I feel like? Halloween went for 3 days before it was even Halloween.
I think it's what happens when Halloween falls on the weekend. In the weekday. Mm. The weekend is parties. Mm. So you're not going to have a Halloween party on the Tuesday. And by the way, for anyone listening going, oh, it's Americanization of Australia.
Shut up.
It's not. It's fun.
I like dressing
up. It's just
up.
Fun.
I like dressing my kids right. up. I like it.
I'm an atheist.
Don't take away my joy.
I don't believe in any of the crap. It's fun.
If I want to, if
my
I
kid wants to dress up,
acknowledge Halloween. You shut your mouth.
You shut it up.
You don't have to acknowledge it. Don't. We don't tell you what
matter.
To do.
Let's like, just dress it up.
You want to be
lollies.
Sad on the 31st of October? Be sad.
Yeah.
Sure. But why would you choose sad when you can eat lollies and That's wear right. excessive eyeliner?
It's just fun.
It's just fun.
Yep.
Although I didn't let Odie go trick or treating.
You didn't.
Nah. You know why?
Because it's super dangerous.
Yeah. And enough's enough, mate. Like, she had two parties on the weekend. Nah. And I said to her, I've done two looks for you. Mummy doesn't have three looks on her this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're out all weekend. You've got your little bit of sniffles. I'm keeping you home. So she sat by the door and handed out lollies to the other kids in the neighbourhood who came.
Did you do your house up?
I've naturally got spider webs because of where I live.
Same.
A lot of spider webs. Yeah. So it looked like I did, but it was actually just a natural effect.
Right.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Did you go trick-or-treating? Or as my daughter calls it, trickle-treating?
Trickle-treating. It's just treats trickling
She's like,
in.
She's like, Mum, can I go trick-or-treating?
I like that. Oh. Well, no, I didn't go trick-or-treating. And my partner, Hannah, loves Halloween. It's one of her favourite days. But we have had a fairly busy time. Mm-hmm. We're pretty exhausted. We were away on the weekend at my brother's 40th. So we didn't do the house up. And so we put a little sign on the door that said we're out of lollies. Just so kids weren't disappointed. They post in our area, they posted out little do not disturb signs saying, sorry, we're out of lollies. What? Yeah, because we got it.
We just signed up that said, why didn't you? I mean, we had lollies. We had a sign up that said, come down, we have lollies. I invited people on my mailbox to come.
We had a lot of them. We weren't doing it. Anyway, there's
so you lied because you never had lollies.
No, we didn't lie. We didn't have any lollies.
If you're out of lollies, it means...
Well, it's true. At some stage, there was lollies in our house. Now we're out of them. So there's a knock on the door. And I'm, all right. There's a knock on the door. Some kids can't read.
No.
I get it. I'll go up and I'll try and... I'll put on a costume. And I'll try and make it a fun experience for them. I don't want it to be the Grinch of Halloween.
What costume did you pop on?
I grabbed some funky glasses that had like a
funky glasses.
They had palm trees coming out of the sides of them, and a sombrero. I just went past Leonard's room. Leonard wasn't there; he'd gone back to his mum's, and I just went, "A sombrero and palm tree glasses."
A big, tall, scary man opened the door.
Yep.
In a sombrero.
And I opened the door, I went, boo! And on the other side of the door was my own child. So Leonard had gone back to his mother's a day earlier because they wanted to trick-or-treat together. I was like, cool, I'm exhausted. I have no problem with that. Off you go. And then he was like, I want to go and trick-or-treat Dad. And so he's like, trick-or-treat. I'm like, oh, man, I don't have lollies for my own kid. And then I remembered, I went, wait a minute, there is a box of lollies in his room.
What?
That he snaked from the Virgin Lounge. You know how Virgin Lounge
has
a little Mentos individual? Well, he took a handful of them on the weekend. So I ran in there, grabbed them, and came back and I went, there you go. It's your own lollies. And I'm thinking, that's going to be a meltdown situation because he's like, what? Can I have them? I'm like, yes, you can have your own thing.
That you stole from the Virgin Lounge.
He tipped it in his thing and then off he went. I'm like, that is one of the weirdest parenting experiences of my life.
Well, I think we're going to need some music to talk about what I'm going to talk about.
I know this music.
a show called The Titanic Ship of Dreams, The Immersive Titanic Experience.
It's hard to say.
It's not catchy, is it?
No.
I could have gone for something a bit zippier.
Yeah.
Something that rolled off the tongue.
Titanic TV.
Well, no, this experience enables you to get on a boat.
It's not a TV
no,
show.
No, let me tell you about this experience. Now, maybe just lessen the music a little bit so I can concentrate and not take myself to the front of the boat. I am Rose. So the show, which begins today in Shanghai, can I tell you, takes place on an actual ship that sails down the Hongpu River. Hongpu River. Now, there was an event. I actually went to this in New York. I was very lucky. There was a play called Sleep No More.
Oh, yeah.
And it was done in a huge mansion in Brooklyn, and you could go in and follow the characters around.
I know it. I had friends who did it.
It was an incredible experience. Yeah. Well, they've done this. So basically, you get on the boat and you pick a character. So the ship is sinking. It's not really sinking.
No.
And you get on there, and passengers are encouraged to dress as ye olde time characters from the 20th century.
Yeah.
And you get on board the boat, and then you choose which panicked guests you follow around.
Really?
So you get on, and then, you know, you're there as an audience member, kind of, and then all the actors are around you.
Yeah.
And then the things start going, meh, meh, iceberg. And then you watch as the characters lose their minds.
Yes.
And if you want to pay just $30,000, you can play the character of Rose.
$30,000.
You may wear the beautiful diamond and.
Who's doing that? Who's paying $30,000 for that?
I think you'll find a lot of people will pay $30,000 to do that.
To what?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And depending on how much you pay for the ticket is what class you get to go and watch the show in.
Well, it's like life.
So the VIP tickets, you get to go up to first class, and then so-and-so, you work your way down to the bottom and you can watch the poor people who drowned first. This sounds like an amazing idea. But the ship doesn't actually sink, so how messy is it?
But that is.
And then as I was reading on, this person who wrote this article for Jezebel, young Hazel, she told me and reminded me that Clive Palmer is rebuilding the Titanic, and that's set to launch next year.
That is correct.
So
he's building it as a life-size replica.
Yeah.
The exact size.
The exact size. It's going to have Turkish baths and swimming pools like the original, but it will have some better safety features, we're being told.
Yes. Some more life rafts.
More life rafts.
Yeah.
Possibly bigger doors to float on should it go down.
I obviously don't want anyone to be injured, but I definitely want that to sink.
No, but can I talk about the fact I just feel like the superstitious part of me is never booking. I'm going to book myself on a cruise. Joel, should we go on a cruise next year? Yes, Joel. What should we do? Let's go on the Titanic. Sorry, what?
Well, do you know what's interesting about the Titanic too is that now I've done some cruise ships as a comedian.
Yes.
Titanic, the it's not very big.
What do you mean?
It's pretty little.
Yeah.
The actual Titanic.
If you put it up against modern cruise ships, it's
I feel like
little,
Clive's is going to be massive.
It's like a dinghy. No, but he's just making it the same size as the Titanic, and they're not like these vast floating countries that they have now.
I just feel like if I'm going to book a trip, I'm just not going to pick the one that's called the Titanic.
No.
I just feel like that's the one that's, I'm like, I don't think that ends well.
Yes.
From memory, that didn't go too well the first time.
Yeah, you're not doing it, are you? I'm going to go to Mount Vesuvius.
No, that's what I was just thinking. My mind was racing on a few things I just wouldn't be doing.
No.
But there's not many jokes I can make that doesn't insult the entire people. You know, I was trying to do the thing that you just did with the volcano.
Yeah.
Like, what other examples can we give that are funny? There's nothing. Lots of people died.
Yeah. There's a few coming into my head
right now. We can't do it. Don't do it. That end.
Ooh, natural tragedies.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Today's topic on 131060, what's a superior Saturday morning cartoon you used to watch as a kid?
Oh. The nostalgia you're about to feel.
Mate.
Now, there's going to be an age mashup here. Some people are going to say things that the other people in different generations have got no idea what you're talking about.
Yes.
And possibly I will be in that category.
Okay.
My superior is tattooed on my leg. Which is, of course, the greatest Disney cartoon of all time, Gummy Bears.
Dashing and daring, courageous and caring, faithful and friendly with stories to share. All through the forest they sing out in chorus, marching along as their song fills the air.
Very good.
Gummy Bears,
keep going.
Play the whole song. Do you know, this is my sister's, when I call my sister, this is the ringtone that comes on.
Amazing. Okay, that's amazing. Okay, I have so many. My life is defined by cartoons. My dad put me onto cartoons. My dad loves cartoons. So I was, Saturday morning was ritual. We'd get up so early and watch it together. So the first one I loved is She-Ra, Princess of Power.
She-Ra, She-Ra. I am Adora, He-Man's twin sister and defender of the Crystal Castle. This is Spirit, my beloved steed. Fabulous secrets were
fabulous
revealed
secrets,
to me
Hallie.
The day I held aloft my sword and said, for the honor of Grayskull.
Yes!
Very good.
She-Ra, Princess of Power was He-Man's sister, twin sister.
Yes.
But I didn't really get that. I always just wanted them to get together and have get married and have muscly babies.
A little bit Game of Thrones.
Oh, I'm so for that. Yeah. I'm for incest if the two people are really good looking.
Yeah, but you know that's not how genetics work. Like, if they're really good looking,
nah,
they're going to have a
Cersei Lannister and Jaime are A-OK in my mind.
No, their kids are going to be
It's fine. Their kids are
rank.
Fine. Look how well Joffrey turned out.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one I loved, have we got Jem?
Yes, we do.
Okay, this one. This theme song. Ooh, Jem. Ooh, a bit of fashion and Jem is truly outrageous. I used to sing, M is truly outrageous.
Perfect.
So there you go. I've got plenty more, but I'm not going to steal yours. 131060, what's a superior Saturday morning cartoon you watched as a kid? We'll do that next.
What's a superior thing we're talking about now?
131060, what's a superior cartoon you used to watch on a Saturday morning as a kid? Best caller gets tickets to see me at the Sydney Opera House. There's a 12th of April. Tickets on sale 6th of November from sydneyoperahouse.com. Another one?
Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Yes. Chippendale. Yep. That was so good.
It's the same era as Gummy Bears. Yeah. It's the same production company.
Is it? I love Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies.
Muppet Babies for me. I got all the figurines.
Yep.
Oh. Kermit.
Baby yes, they Kermit. Came out in Happy Meals.
Yep, they did. And I got all the figurines. I was obsessed. Oh, Muppet Babies, bring it back. Okay, so we're going 131060. What's the superior Saturday morning cartoon you watched as a kid? Chantel in Macquarie Park. Hi, doll.
Hello, how are you guys?
Yeah. Good night.
What did you used to spend time watching?
Oh, it had to be the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yes, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, the best.
Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell.
Turtle power.
Yes. I found it really weird that I was slightly sexually attracted to them as well because they had the muscles.
That's definitely weird.
Is that weird?
It's weird.
But they were kind
my
of
favorite was Michelangelo.
Yeah, Michelangelo.
Of course, Michelangelo.
100%.
Of course. He was the clown.
Come on, they were muscle.
Oh, I mean, I was sexually attracted
Thank
to
you.
Them, of course.
Thank
but
you for backing
up. I'm weird.
I just realized.
Oh, that was the best, though. My husband always reckons Leonardo was the best, but I just can't shut up. He's wrong.
Yeah, he's wrong. All right, thanks, Chantel. I'm sorry that I said that.
What about Shredder?
Shredder as in the evil guy.
Yeah, he was pretty hot.
I wasn't into Shredder.
Right.
But I was also
Splinter?
I was Master Splinter. Yeah. You know who else I was really weirdly attracted to?
Who?
Mufasa.
Oh.
The Lion King Dad.
Mufasa.
I really everything the light touches. I'm the light, Mufasa. I'm the light.
This is a good one, this one.
Ahab, hello.
Yep. How's it going? You're correct on this one.
What do you got?
Oh, sorry?
What was your favourite Saturday morning cartoon?
Oh, I used to watch DuckTales back in the day on Saturday yes. Disney.
Oh, it's like a hurricane here in Duckburg.
Oh.
Stars, lasers, aeroplanes, it's a duck blur. That's all a mystery.
Sounds like Gummy Bears.
Or rewrite history.
Same production company.
DuckTales, woo.
Oh.
Every day
yes.
DuckTales,
can we you just do 3 hours of singing TV theme songs?
Go and check out my good friend Michael Williams, a comedian from Melbourne, has a podcast that they watch, him and his wife and a guest, watch DuckTales, and then they talk about it in the podcast. It's very good.
Darcy in Wentworth Point, hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good.
What's the superior cartoon you used to watch on a Saturday morning?
Sailor Moon. It was the very first cartoon after the aerobics on a Saturday morning.
Oh, aerobics old style. Don't even get me started. I'm obsessed with all of them. Yes, Darcy. She was incredible. Love that. Kelly in Newcastle, hello. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Hey.
Okay, what's the superior TV show cartoon you used to watch on a Saturday morning?
Samurai Pizza Cat.
Yes.
Oh, so good. Samurai Pizza Cat. Oh,
yeah. So, who do you call when you want some pepperoni?
So hectic.
That is hectic.
Oh, that's good, Kelly. Kelly?
Name is in itself is amazing.
I know, right? Kelly, would you like to come along to the Opera House to see my stand-up show next year?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've got 2 tickets.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much. Oh,
at least I know there's 4 people in there
4
now.
4 people in a 3,000-seater.
It'll be amazing, guys. Don't worry.
It'll be full.
We'll see. If Pink turns up, it'll be full. That'll be terrific. Thanks, everyone, for your calls.
This is the Ambrosiano Radio
Show with Holly Green. Good morning, my darling Sydney, wherever you may be, on your way into work, on your way home from work, on your way to school. Good morning, children off to school. Arnie M says, be kind and don't take shit from anyone.
Yes.
And now we do this.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Sorry for saying the S word to children, but life is tough. Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Joel. I'm hearing you always play on the app, and you're really good.
I do.
And
you're I play all the time. Yeah, well, right, I don't know.
All right, well, you're talking a big game. Let's hope you can deliver. Let's hope you're not big cat, no cattle.
Oh, the pressure.
Go,
hello, Lisa. I was just focusing on the questions. They're not easy, nor should they, because there's $10,000 on the line. But I think it's possible. Your letter is H or H, if you're from Queensland.
Okay.
H is the correct pronunciation, apparently. You have 30 seconds after I finish the first question. We've got to take your first answer. You can only use it once. If you get them all right, mate, you've got $10,000. That's pretty rare.
Okay. No pressure.
Right. Be quick. No, there's no pressure, but heaps of pressure. It's $10,000. Yeah. And we chose you, so don't stuff it up.
Haven't we started yet?
Yep, we're finished. You got no money. Thanks for calling, Lisa. Bye-bye. Here we go. Name an American city.
Puff.
A brand of chocolate.
Puff.
An insect.
Hornet.
A Greek god.
Pass.
A river in Sydney.
Hudson.
A source.
HP.
A movie character.
Harry Potter.
A nut.
No, Lisa!
I'm going to let Em take this.
What happened, doll?
I crashed and burned, didn't I?
It's all right, mate. You got $200 for your trouble?
$200.
Oh, wow.
That's okay. You did enter the Hudson River from New York.
Fine. Lise, what advice do you have to future Alpha Bucks players? What do you want to tell people?
From me, don't stuff up like I did.
Yeah, but what happens in the moment? It's not like playing the app, is it, Joel?
No, I know. All this practice doesn't make perfect, does it?
Oh, sweetie. Well, that's okay. So you learnt your lesson. Thank you for those words of wisdom to everyone, future Alpha Bucks players. That was really hard, though. Like, I couldn't.
It was hard.
It was hard.
Well, American City should have been easy. The most famous one, Honolulu.
See, I forget that's in America.
So does the president.
Great. Illustrious company for me to be in. 131060. Oh, we love this in commercial radio. This is combining a wedding and an extreme beauty injury.
Oh, mate.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding.
What
else do you want?
Kim rang me this morning, our executive producer. She rang me so excited. She goes, M, I've got a wedding and she's done something to her feet to wear the shoes.
Oh, bang.
I said, oh, Kimmy, this is your grand final.
I mean, you're going to have four different phoners off this.
Mate, she reeled off 10 in it, like before 13, she passed 60. Out.
Do you have feet? 13, 10, 60. Have you been to a wedding?
Don't give 13, you things. 10, 60. Don't give you things. The real phoner is extreme beauty injuries. Like, what have you done to yourself in the pursuit of beauty?
My sister ripped part of my face off trying to wax the middle of my eyebrows.
Jesus.
Ooh. Yeah, and I had a scar there for a long time.
That's not good.
That isn't good.
I ended up in emergency twice as a teenager trying to remove hair from my body.
That's right.
Remember?
Yes.
So I silky mooted my...
Silky
mutt. I got second degree topical burns on my nether regions from trying to remove the hair with basically some sandpaper, and then I tried to shave my legs and almost hit a main artery with the rusty Bic razor.
I put a product called Breathe Easy Oil accidentally on my penis, which is basically eucalyptus oil, and then dragged myself across the carpet like a dog. That had nothing to do with beauty. I was just putting it in an oil burner, and then I did a wee, and it was on my hands, and it burnt.
Nothing to do with beauty. Woman breaks toe to fit into her wedding shoes.
Deliberately broke her toe.
Yes.
Does she have children?
A bride.
They should be taken from her.
Has confessed to how she had her little toe broken and the tendon snapped so she could fit in her wedding shoes. Stephanie Househam, 30, from Grimsby, has only ever been able to wear trainers after being born because she has a claw toe on her left foot. And when she got together and engaged to David, she decided to have her toes broken and repinned so that she could wear heels. There is a picture I'm showing Harley Brain right now. So, she had to wear a boot because of the pin sticking in it.
There's a thing. There's a pin coming out of the end of it.
So, she broke her... We'll have to put one of those, like, we'll put a picture up of the toe, but we'll have to blur it out like it's a witness in a mob case. Yes. Like, we're going to have to blur the toe like it's giving evidence against a major crime figure.
I just finished bacon.
It's very bacony.
It's like right in there.
I know. 131060. What extreme beauty injuries have you had because you were just trying to better yourself? Because
I hope she had a great wedding, but I'm just going to say this straight up, and I will not retract this. You're an idiot.
We have Drake tickets to give away to the person who had the worst injury. Or maybe you know someone who did it. Drake's Boy Meets World Tour is final show, Kudos Bank Arena, Wednesday, November 15. You can go along if you can deliver us the most extreme beauty injury.
People do actually hurt themselves, genuinely.
What did you do to yourself trying to, be beautiful, trying to get better.
Be you.
Oh, you it's do okay. you, guys. But
don't
we still
break your toes.
It. Maybe there's an emergency nurses out there. I'm looking forward to maybe some people who work in hospitals. Yeah. Always fun. Drake tickets to the best caller / most disgusting caller. Extreme beauty injuries. What have you done in the pursuit of beauty? We'll take your calls next. This is something we would normally have rejected, but Kim, our EP, was so excited this morning when she called me to say she had a wedding phoner combined with an extreme beauty injury, and it would be negligent of us as Breakfast Radio FM hosts to not do a phoner at 8 o'clock on it. There is a woman who broke her toe.
Yes, and I've got a picture beside me that's making me want to do vomit.
Had her toes broken so she could fit into her wedding shoes on the day.
Yeah, but she's got a, like, what
she
looks
had
like...
a clubbed, she had a claw foot.
Yeah.
And so she's only ever been able to wear runners, and on her day of days, she wanted to pop on some pumps.
Yes.
So she held.
So she's got a what looks like a nail gun nail that has hit a bit of concrete and bent, sticking out of the end of her little toe.
Extreme beauty injuries we're after today. We're after what did you do to yourself in the pursuit of beauty?
So was her toe hanging out of the... I mean, that can't be better than the hook thing.
I don't know what the situation is, and I don't care to know any more facts.
That's a problem with the patriarchy, that. That's what it is.
Oh, God.
Patriarchy.
But it's her choice as a strong, independent woman to wear heels.
Is it?
Yep.
to break her toe and put a pin out of the end of it.
I don't think she did it for men. Are we reverse-arguing feminism?
Yes. I don't know what's happening.
It's my right as a strong, independent woman slash busy working mum to wear a heel on my day of days. I might want to lengthen my leg, but don't tell me I can't or can. I might change my mind.
You remember the girl that lengthened her leg when she was still a teenager?
100%. Yeah. And then I always go back in my mind to Grand Denyer, who tragically lost height.
He did lose height. Yeah, in a car accident.
Yeah.
He's an amazing man, that guy.
Olivia. Hi, Olivia.
Hello. How are you?
What happened?
When I was a teenager, I was curling my hair for a night out and it burnt my chin.
No.
How badly?
Pretty badly. Like, it had a huge scab on it for weeks after.
Wow. That is... I think in the 90s, a lot of young men had curling iron burns at the top. Remember it was in to have that extreme spiky straight hair with bleached ends?
And did you used to use a curling one?
Yeah, Oh, boys went through a crazy early 2000s...
I've never used one.
...crazy hair straightening phase.
Oh, the straightener.
Yes,
I have some mates that have used hair straighteners.
It was dead straight, like porcupine. Yep. And there was, you always see the boys walking around with the red burn marks on their foreheads. We just had Lucy, my PA, just walked in and said her friend decided to do at-home bikini wax and slipped and sealed her lips shut.
What?
And didn't know what to do and had to walk around.
What? I'm out. The worst ever.
It's like
humans. I just so nearly had to get the dump button hit then.
Sealed the thing shut. And she was just panicking.
She just
left it for a bit and then...
Well, you can't pull it apart because you'll rip one side off.
And she had a couple of drinks and then just had to just rip it. Oh, my God. Shelley and Wollongong, hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good. What happened?
Started walking in circles.
Well, I went to have a beauty treatment 3 days before my wedding and sat down to get like my feet done and sitting relaxing and all of a sudden I feel burning candle wax being poured on my feet. So
what?
I didn't know this was part of the beauty treatment to beautify my feet. So, 3 days later I'm wearing flats at my wedding.
Burnt feet.
Why did they put the wax on? What was that going to achieve, the candle wax?
Oh, it was some sort of purification to take off the dead skin on my feet and make them soft for the wedding day. Yeah. It's funny now, 10 years later.
Oh, sweetie. Oh, flats on your wedding. That's okay. You're a strong, independent woman. You can
do whatever you want.
Mate, wear flats. Wear heels. Who am I to tell you what to do?
Yeah.
Lockie in Castle Hill. Oh, Lockie. What happened, doll? Lucky's already laughing.
G'day, buddy.
Extreme.
You're a young man, so I imagine you've explored different possibilities.
Look at him. He's like, what am I doing for drag tickets right now? Yeah. What am I about to do?
Yeah. All right, tell us. Go.
So I was doing a bit of manscaping because I was going out on a date and I was feeling a bit lucky, you know. So this goes. And basically, I wasn't really paying attention and the razor grabbed and I slipped my nuts open and had to get 9 stitches.
Oh! Hey, boys, I'm really into manscaping. I do it, but you pay attention, Lockie. When you got your hand on the steering wheel,
mate,
you pay attention.
If you've got a blade to the scrotum, be awake.
Mama.
Stand at attention.
How'd the date go, champ?
Oh, Lockie, what happened on the date, mate?
I couldn't go on the date because I was pouring my eyes out in the hospital.
Sweetie,
a nut, buddy.
How long was the recovery process? Like, how long did you have to recover?
It literally took over 2 weeks, and every time I got a little bit excited, I felt tears come into my eyes.
Yes, Lucky, yes.
Oh, Lucky.
Oh, obviously, Lucky, you've got the drag tickets, mate. You meant that.
There's a lesson to everybody. If you want some free tickets, you got to bust a nut.
You know what? Literally. Well done, Logan. Thanks, everyone, for your calls. Your face is messed up, bro.
Your face is messed up.
Your face is not right.
Your face isn't right.
Do not collect go. Do not pass $200. Why?
I'm not gonna pass $200 or collect go.
Is that what I just said? Did
That's
I?
That's exactly
is that
what
a thing?
Said. Do not pass
it came out of my mouth.
Do not collect go.
So today I've told people to wipe their bums with puppies.
Yeah, but I endorse that.
Okay.
Puppies like it.
So supportive. What have you done to your head, idiot?
I took my face hair off.
Boo.
Because I'm involved in Movember.
Oh, now I'm an asshole.
Now, Movember is an international campaign for men's health. As I have joked about throughout the year about my own attitude towards my health, but it's no joking matter. Men just don't sort themselves out.
No.
And we're dying of very preventable things, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and mental health, which is the focus of Movember. And they contacted me and said, would you like to be involved? And I said, yeah, absolutely. I'd love to be involved. I don't know. I always think I'm of no influence to anyone. That seems ridiculous. And then they go,
mate.
Hello.
This big blue stick, this is a bloody honour and a privilege.
So I
will. You use it.
I thought I'd put it out there.
Good boy.
But they said I have to take my face hair off and start again. and that makes me feel a bit vulnerable.
You, like, we've already called you Voldemort today.
Yes, people have been very nasty.
You look like the bass that sings on the wall. You know,
Ben just suggested that my face looked like a vagina.
It does look like you look a little bit like that too. It's very disconcerting.
I think I'm a pretty boy. I'm a very pretty boy and I have natural lip liner and everyone can get effed.
That is a promo for tomorrow. Thank you.
I'm a very pretty boy. I'm raising money for men's health. And so I've set, you got to set a target.
Set something reasonable, did you?
Well.
Achievable?
I was going to set. I was going to put $1 million in there. I was like, I don't know how much money you meant to raise. Anyway, I set 10,000 and when I set it, the app that I have for Movember said that I think the average is like $500. And I was like, oh, I might have aimed too high.
It's all right, shoot for the moon.
You know what? I don't care. Oh, because I don't see not hitting that $10,000 as a failure. I see that everyone that wants to get behind me as a step in the right direction to finding cures and more importantly, raising awareness.
Yes.
Talking about it. Men, you don't talk enough.
Yes.
That's what we need to do. Have the conversation. Be better.
How long till it grows back?
It's going to be.
Please, how long till it grows back? It is super creepy.
In about 3 days, there'll be a good shadow across my face.
You're so virile.
Yeah, it just comes
You're
out of me.
You're just men.
Well, but you know some men have to shave twice a day.
Yeah, I do.
That's painful.
I do know a man that I used to work with.
Yeah,
he used
no
to
good.
Do it before the show. Yeah. And then if we had something on in the oven, he had to do it after the show.
No good.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But like I was saying before, you could grow your chest hair up.
Yes. Well, that's what I was going to say. Once you get rid of the face hair, you realise how much
such a hairy dude.
Hair is coming out of other places.
Yeah.
Hair in my ears, out my nose. This little, I'd call it a neck beard, like a little neck tuffet.
It's a little.
There's a little
neck merkin.
Yeah.
It's a little like, a hair. Like,
you know what it is? It's a little target for Walter. He loves
your
grabbing
baby.
That and pulling that.
So, obviously your children, oh my God, has Leo, Leonard seen you yet?
Yeah, so.
Sorry to call him Leo, I know you hate that.
No, he loves it.
Though. I know.
He loves that.
I know.
He wants
I have
to be called Leo.
I'm talking to you or him.
So Walter saw it and had a SPAC attack.
You're eight month old.
Yeah, he didn't like it
at
all. But then he loved it when I was rubbing my face against his face. He was like, well, that's nice and smooth. Leonard saw me in just a very quick moment when he was trick-or-treating. He goes, oh, you shaved your face off. It looks good. And then left.
Again, a reference to our favourite movie.
Yes.
Face Off, starring Nicolas Cage and John Travolta.
That's correct.
We hope to do that one day. Well, you're a good boy. It looks terrible, so please donate.
All you need to do is go to movember.com/HarleyBreen or go to my Facebook page. There's a link there. Donate money if you can. If you can't, there's plenty other ways to be involved.
Please donate money so that he give that his beard may grow. I'm heading off to my second personal training session after the show.
Yes. Then we were going to talk about this today, but maybe we'll save it for tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm keen to know about this.
Well, I had my first one on Friday, which I was half an hour late to.
And he was a judgy jerk.
And he's like, we're going to do your pinch test. And I said, you shut your mouth.
Don't pinch me.
So we did.
You don't need it.
You know what? Thanks, mate.
But you genuinely don't need it.
Mate, I am very. I did the pinch test, and this hot 26-year-old looked at me and said, your fat's really hard. I'm finding it hard to grab.
I don't condone violence, but I'm going to smack him in his face.
I said, that's good, right?
Tell me where he is. I'll smack him in his face.
And he said, no, your body's so inflamed. I can't.
His body's going to be inflamed.
I love how protective of me you are. But, yeah, so that was fun. So, guys, my fat's hard, which is amazing.
Oh, well, you know, it's good to have hard fat.
Great.
It's good for the arteries because otherwise stuff flows around too quickly and you get exhausted. So you want stuff to clog it up.
And then he weighed me and he's like, how much do you weigh? And I told him and then I was out by like 4 kilos. So it looked like I lied, flat out lied.
You were lighter or heavier than what you said?
Way heavier than what I thought.
That always sucks.
And then
it's just a number, by the way.
And I know. And then we sat down. That's why I made one up. And then we sat down and he made me write down all the things I eat. Like, this isn't fun. Like,
do you know I'm heavier than the rest of my family combined? We did the math the other day.
Probably.
Yeah. So Hannah's about 55, I guess, something like that. Walt's about, 10?
Yeah.
That's 65. Yeah. Leonard's about 25.
Wow.
So that's 90. I'm 97.
Well, I've just got hard fat. Sorry.
You're a hard fatty.
I'm hard, buddy. So I'm going back today. It's going to be good fun.
Just is this because you've got a tour coming up and you're going to have to wear leotards again?
It's just because I have been crying myself to sleep at night.
Because of your hard fat.
I need to do something about
got it.
My current state of mental health.
Yeah.
And I my jeans wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I have to wear leotards on stage.
Yes.
Generally, I'm vain.
I'll lose weight as well.
Terrific. Let's do it together.
I don't know how I'm going
to
do it.
We do have the breakfast bulge. It happens to breakfast radio announcers.
Yeah.
I'm also not going to say what I... Look,
I can tell you how to lose weight, but I can't say it on air. No. It's against radio codes.
Let's end the show.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen was brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. To find out more about their latest offers, go to telstra.com.au or head into your nearest Telstra store today. The M. Rossiano.